by the greed of so many selfish and the inhibition. Got these bad cats in Washington, it seems, and so stopping them, when would it end? But I know my Lord is watching them. The man who can be bribed will see his demise for a crime that's despised in the eyes of the righteous one. In this life, I know that when we are to pass on, all the evil in the world as we know will be gone. Put to death by Christ himself, he did it alone. Can't wait for that day when he calls us home. Just know we ain't here for long. You know the song, and I wish I was dead wrong. But what I'm gonna say now, so many mouths will cry out, Lord, my Lord, but you must stay away from me, you evildoer. I never knew you. Born into the world as evil, sinful men. We succumb to the devil's ways and live for him. As we gratify the flesh, sin indulge in sin. Not knowing what obedient life could have been. But your grace is so much and your love is such that it daily overwhelms us and fills us up. So we stand here looking for you patiently, just waiting for the day you come to claim victory. The devil's on the prowl and he's looking to devour, swallow us, spit us out, kinda like a roaring lion. Can't say how much longer we have until that hour when God in all his power comes to make the devil cower. It's decided, no matter how Satan tries to play it, his fate is sealed and God is waiting patient to reveal evil's in, so let the revelation begin. It's a win-win situation. The only losers are those who don't know their soul's destination. Reconciliation is the only way to place us back into the grace of eternal life consideration. Anything else, unless it's simply an abomination. Lucifer scheming awry, his demons creeping at night. I've done been tricked by his lies, but that time's over my life. This is the victory he's given me, it's precious to me, it's free delivery. Are you feeling me? Born into the world as evil, sinful men. We succumb to the devil's ways and live for him. As we gratify the flesh and indulge in sin, not knowing what obedient life could have been. But your grace is so much and your love is such that it daily overwhelms us and fills us up. So we stand here looking for you patiently, just waiting for the day you come to claim victory. So what does this mean for you? What can you do on a daily basis to improve your spiritual circumstances? It's time I address this. We're acting very senseless. We can't relax or rest us, and it makes us very jealous. Live within your means, get rid of coveting. Lose all the envy, selfishness, and the jealousy. Don't provoke the Lord and invoke his hostility. Practice humility, it's starting to make sense to me. Victory I see, it's right in front of me. You already won against the ancient enemy. It's up to me now, I got it figured out. Please teach me how to win against the issue of sin. I'm calling you in, I choose to repent. I need you in my life right now and your forgiveness. This is it, this sets the precedence for the rest of the gifts of my days. That is my existence. Born into the world as evil, sinful men. We succumb to the devil's ways and live for him. As we gratify the flesh and indulge in sin, not knowing what obedient life could have been. But your grace is so much and your love is such that it daily overwhelms us and fills.